Well, it is critical that we maintain services in rural Ireland. And, you know, unfortunately, with Ulster, it is a commercial decision, and as a country, you know, as taxpayers and that, we don't have any say over that. But we do have a say over what Bank of Ireland and AIB can do, because the taxpayer still has a stake in those banks. So it is important that the state would use that to ensure that the services are protected, and banking services is critical in any area, especially in rural areas, because without a, you know, from once start pulling out certain services, then others follow, and that is the concern. And you know, I always find it is quite interesting. You know, people will always talk, and we hear it on the national media all the time, Claire, about Dublin and the housing crisis. And of course, it's quite difficult, and anyone that's in that situation. But part of that. Part of that, and it's never really brought up, is the fact that rural Ireland has been left behind. And you know, if we could stop the influx of people into Dublin, you know, and keep them in rural Ireland, then it'll actually help rural Ireland to regenerate itself, and it'll also help to prevent crises like what's happening with housing and that in Dublin at present.